All right, by virtue of winning the Royal Rumble, we have a brand new World Wrestling Federation champion as the press watches on. At this time, to present the title belt to the new champion, our president, the distinguished Jack Tunney.
Congratulations, Ric Flair, on becoming the undisputed champion of the World Wrestling Federation.
Let me just say, after Vera distorting the belt to proclaim me the real world champion, I'm going to tell you all, with a tear in my eye, this is the greatest moment in my life. When you walk around this world and you tell everybody you're number one, the only way you get to stay number one is to be number one. And this is the only title in the wrestling world that makes you number one when you are the king of the WWE. You rule the world. Think about it like that, Mr. Perfect.
Guys, the brain.
Woo! 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 Let's give a big one! Woo! Woo! You I was never so impressed with anything I've ever seen in all my life. He went out there for over 60 minutes, never took a back step, took it to Hogan, took it to The Undertaker, took it to whoever got in that ring. That's why he is,
hey,
and
Bobby,
he's called now the real world's heavyweight champion.
We're not the kind of guys to say, we told you so, but we... told you so.
Okay, very good. Ric Flair, you have made world... Put that cigarette out. You have made World Wrestling Federation history here tonight.
It's the greatest moment of my life. I want to jump. I want to party. But I got to tell you like this. For the Hulk Hogans and the Macho Mans and the Pipers and the Sids. Now it's Ric Flair. And you all pay homage to the man. Woo! I love it!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps it up. We hope you have enjoyed your Royal Rumble.
Hi, this is Stan Hansen from Texas.
I hope everybody tunes in to the podcast Throwback.
Turnbuckle
Throwback. I know it because it's been done to me so many times. But Turnbuckle Throwback. Tune in to the podcast.
Thank you.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Hey, I'm Matt Jackson.
I am Nick Jackson.
You are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Rantum Radio, Nick.
Rant EM. You'll have to keep that one.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Woo! Yeah!
We'll be right back.
Yeah, man. Toppy likes the Beastie Boys, huh? You know that's right. That's it. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another exciting episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We're live on Rant EM Radio, Rant Entertainment Media, part of the Shining Wizards Network. As always, I'm your gracious host, the Impact player, Mr. Philly Rea, and I'm joined by
the man, the myth, the future legend. They call the pain in the ass Choppy.
And we're also joined by Brother Michael. Hello.
Mean Mike!
Hey, hey.
Hey,
hey. Hey. Fuck you!
What is a mook?
You're a jackal. That's what I think of you.
Hello to everybody in the chat room. I see Sonny Ono, Matt Squires, Big Tone checking in from Cali Cousin.
What's up, buddy?
We got Miss Melanie. We got Richie Cousy Rich.
We got L in the house.
We got L. We got Neil Volo. What's up, peoples? What's going on?
We got a full house today, huh?
Yeah, you know what?
You're a jackal. That's what I think of you.
Oh, Shaylin, this one's for you.
Well, Lordy, frickin' God!
All right, so I got the sound to work, as you can hear on the Facha de Libre. So I hope everybody enjoys that. How's everybody doing?
Oh, peachy.
Yeah? Mike, how you been, man?
Tired.
Tired. I don't blame you.
Working hard this week? I worked hard this week. Yeah. I got my time and a half, though, on the MLK. Speaking of MLK, we got an announcement coming up before the break, so.
Yes. Yes, we do.
We got an announcement. Well, this is something that Mega Powers did back in the day, but Nick German's bringing it back, so. Nicky German's in the building. He's not in the building yet.
Fuck him.
Leave Nick alone.
Nick.
Oh, it's
anyway, so what's going on, Chops? Chop, are you going to share your meal story with me on with the rest of the universe?
Listen, the rest of the universe already thinks I'm an asshole.
Dude, you are...
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
You're going to think I'm the fucking devil now. So, here we go. So, last Sunday...
Wait for it.
Me and the family go out to a nice little Mexican restaurant in Jersey called Soul Cantina.
I heard that place is mint.
It's fucking fantastic.
I heard it's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
What part of Jersey? Edison?
No.
No, that's...
Branchburg.
Where? That's South Jersey, right?
It's like South... If you go over the Outer Bridge, you take 287 all the way down until you get to Route 22, and then you got to go west on 22.
I heard about that place, though.
It's good.
Yeah, I heard it was really good.
You'll love it.
I can't wait to go.
Like Men's Warehouse, you're going to like the way you feel after you get
ooh,
out of
there. Ooh, look at you dropping the knowledge. Go ahead.
So, yeah, they got good food over there, but then... Something happened that...
Why don't you tell my brother and the listening audience?
So,
and everybody listening on Rant EM and tune in and so Facebook.
I hope nobody gets offended, but that's just the way it is. I offend everyone out there.
That you do.
When I go to a restaurant...
Is that Choppy's wedding song?
So when I go to restaurants, I have this pet peeve, right? Of sitting next to questionable people.
Now, what do you mean by questionable people, bro?
God, everyone's going to hate me for this.
Let's let Michael ring the bell on this. Mike, as soon as you hear something inappropriate, little brother, I want you to ring that bell, okay?
Got it. I haven't even said anything. I'm already laughing.
You better tell this motherfucking story, man.
So, it's me, wifey, and the kid. And then there's this couple. And... I think they're retarded. They're clearly retarded. the gentleman is like 5'4".
Yeah.
And he has a beautiful blobby mullet.
If you don't know what a beautiful blobby is, go to episode 55.
Bobby Eaton. And then the wife, she looked like she was a paraplegic.
Ring the bell, Michael.
And we had ordered some food, and before the food even came, I was already getting the skivots.
for the non-Italian speaking folks, skivots means gross, disgusting. Okay.
So my biggest pet peeve is if I go to a restaurant and I see a bunch of mongoloids eating next to me, I get grossed out. I get really...
Big Tone, oh hell, here we go. See, Big Tone already knows the deal, man.
I get skeeved out, man. Like, there was this one time I went to Perkins, even... And there was a group of them, right? A group
of what?
A group of these people.
You ring the bell.
And one of them was going like this. And I asked the waitress, can you please move me away from these people? And she was like, what do you mean by these people? This is at Perkins.
Alright, get back to the fucking story.
So we go back to Soul Cantina, go back to, and throughout the whole time, the beautiful Blobby is farting, clearly, because I hear, oh, excuse me. 15 minutes later, he eats his food. Oh, excuse me again, I apologize. And then as he gets up to go pay the bill, he's like, oh, again, I'm sorry. So I have my enchilada right in front of me. All I can think about is this man talking, and then, you know, and I just couldn't eat anymore.
Matt Squires, did you order the dinosaur nuggets? Mexican restaurant. Not the mama.
I can. Oh god. Yeah.
Chopster strikes again! Ding, 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 ding! So get it finished, bro.
So, my wife, throughout the whole dinner, is like, wow, it smells! And she doesn't know this guy's farted. And I'm like, he's like, you don't know who that is, right? She's like, no. I was like, that's beautiful Bobby over here.
Matt Squires, corky or non-corky, sir? Matt's getting a bell for that.
So she's like, what? And then she notices that he keeps asking for the waitress.
Right, right.
And she's like, why doesn't he just, like, stop doing that? And I'm like,
yeah.
Babe, stop, he's retarded. She's like, no, he's not. I was like, no, baby, he's retarded.
Sheila, damn you, Choppy, you savage.
So then she's like, what's that smell? I was like, well, just wait. Oh, I farted, I'm sorry. And then she's
wait, like, what did he say?
I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus, help me.
So, she was like, is that him? I'm like, yeah, I told you that was Retardo over there.
Retardo!
So she was like, excuse me. She runs to the bathroom and is hysterically laughing.
Oh,
she,
Jesus.
So, listen, again, if you go to a restaurant with me and you see a bunch of retards, I'm not going to eat there. I'm sorry. It just gets me the skivots.
The skivots.
Especially with the drool coming down their mouths and then, ooh, God!
Cuzzy Rich just spit out his coffee. Big Tone says, the macho man, Choppy Savage. Shaylin's at work, stocking shelves, holding herself off from laughter.
God. I'm sorry. Anybody that was offended, I apologize.
No. No one's offended, bro. Don't worry about it.
Any retards out there, I'm sorry.
No. Anime Mike, how was your week? You good?
I was going to follow that story.
No one's going to follow the story. I just have to ask my brother how his week was. I haven't spoken to him.
Well, not as eventful as that.
Oh, man.
Oh, look at the mess here tonight.
Just holding it down in Brooklyn? Everything's good?
Yeah, just work, getting over being sick.
Saving some sick animals?
Unlike my dinner, right? I couldn't even hold that down. So, you know.
Mm-mm. Your wife says she waddled to the bathroom. Matt Squires, can I get extra beans, please? Big Tone, we know how you are. Yeah, guys, if you're new to the show, I guess we should apologize. Mr. X just quoted one of us. Hold on a second. I have to do it. Mr. X just sent me this text.
Hey, Rob.
What? This is retarded.
Jamie retarded, you shite.
Take it to the zoo. I hear retards like the zoo.
Gotta say that.
Right, back it up, buddy. I'm
calling you a bum.
There you go, Mr. X.
Oh, God.
Mr. X listening. He can't go to the zoo. His retards love the zoo, he says. Yeah, X. That's exactly right.
Oh, God.
Whew. That's exactly right. Oh, man.
So how was your week, by the way?
Your week was good, though, otherwise?
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah? How was that fucking Dragon Ball Z movie? Was it good? You were just telling Choppy about it.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal?
God, it was amazing.
Was it the best one you've ever seen? In terms of, like, did they do a lot of full-length? I don't know the genre. I'm not being a dick. Did they do a lot of full-length movies?
They do. Not full-length. Like, I think the longest movie they've done is probably, like, an hour before... Even before Super, I think it was like an hour each film.
Yeah.
They've done like a string of films. But now these movies that are coming out, they're like an hour and a half to almost 2 hours. And they got a nice production going on with these films. Like the anime, it's amazing.
Melanie said we're going to hell.
No, we're not. We're already there.
Not tonight.
At least not, yeah.
I'm going to heaven tonight. I don't know about y'all. But anyway, ring the bell. Anyway, so Mike, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, dude. So they don't do a lot of full-length ones then, right?
I mean,
not really. This is like in terms of them releasing them in the movie theaters. They don't ever come out in the movie theaters. It's always straight to DVD.
Gotcha.
This is probably like the second or third one that's coming out in the movie theaters, and this is like their highest grossing film right now.
Yeah,
like they have never done as much as they've done. Like, how much they make so far?
And the series,
as of like I think it was like 2 days ago, was at like $55 million.
That's a lot of money
considering.
For
considering,
yeah, for
that wasn't out in every theater.
At that point, it wasn't even hasn't even come out in some countries yet.
The first night of it releasing here in the United States, it made $7 million.
So I have a question. This particular series has been out for over 20 years because since you're a little kid, this has been out.
Even
right?
Before that,
so it's 30 years old.
It's been out since 1986.
Wow.
From Dragon Ball to Dragon Ball Super, and it's been out for that long.
Okay.
For more than 30 years.
So it was dope, though?
Yeah.
Mike, yeah?
Yeah, it was actually probably my favorite of all the Z movies now. All
right, we got to get Will Morgan, Choppy, and my brother on Ghetto Geek Squad to run this off. I'm actually going to see Lou for Super Bowl, so Lou's going to start doing some episodes. What do you do? What's up, Chops? Who said that to you?
Matt Squire.
Matt Squire. I knew it.
Matt, I love you.
I knew it.
Oh my God, I'm going to hell.
So, all right. So I worked the holiday. I have a new theory. I'm going to work every stupid holiday at work, so I don't have to work Christmas or New Year's.
That's good.
So I'm going to work. I worked MLK. I'm going to work fucking like Memorial Day and fucking 4th of July. This way I don't have to. Because you got to work one holiday a year. I'm like, nah, fuck that shit. I'm there like 13 years already. You know? So anyway, it was also, this week was the 35th anniversary of Hogan beating Sheiky for the title at the Garden. 35 years ago. Can you believe that shit?
Fuck his ass, make him humble.
Then fuck his ass, make him humble.
Then fuck his ass, make him humble.
The Jewish, the good Muslim people, you take over.
Take a red out.
You take over the Hollywood.
I got it from a Negro.
There you go.
Anyway, so yeah, man, it's been a nice week getting ready for the Rumble for NXT. I'm taking Choppy out for his birthday tomorrow because his birthday's on Monday.
Is it?
I think is your birthday on Monday or Sunday? The 29th, right? Your birthday is?
It is. Let's see. That's sad. I don't even know my birthday.
Well, I'm not going to see you for your birthday if it's Monday.
It's actually Tuesday.
Tuesday. I'm definitely not going to see you. So,
we're
celebrating it this weekend.
Yo. My birthday's been landing on fucking weekdays every year. It's fucking bullshit.
My birthday's on a Sunday this year. Because it was on a Saturday last year.
At least it's a weekend.
Yeah, it's not that bad. But I hate my birthday because my birthday's in the middle of the fucking summer, man. At least you got a nice winter birthday. You got a nice spring birthday. Well, no, summer. You're week after summer. Yeah, you're June 20th.
June 17th.
That's not even summer yet. No, it's not. It's not,
God,
buddy.
You are such a bitch.
Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you, nigga!
Oh my God!
What?
I'm over here now.
What is a mook?
Give me the Rocky one.
What?
That's what I experienced on Sunday.
Oh, man. Good times, man. Good times. So we'll celebrate Choppy's birthday starting tonight. As you can see, we're already in rare form.
Oh, my God.
My brother coming tonight was a bonus. We weren't supposed to see him. I wasn't supposed to see him till tomorrow or Sunday, but...
Yeah, your brother scared the shit out of me when he first got here.
Why? You thought he was...
I was hiding outside smoking.
I went outside to go get a pacifier for my kid
in
the car. And I was like, oh, look at this. It's Mikey. He scared the shit out of me.
Homeless people living in his beard.
If it wasn't for that Dragon Ball Z shirt, I would have thought you were a hipster from fucking Greenpoint.
Okay, terrific.
Oh, wow.
If he gets a messenger bag, I'm going to kick his fucking face. I'm just going to give him a beating.
Oh.
Just on principle. My brother's not gonna walk. My brother's not gonna rock no messenger bag. He's family, goddammit.
He'll just rock a purse instead.
Easy. It's a nurse, okay?
A purse. Wait, what does Surfer call it? A satchel?
A satchel.
Surfer's got a satchel.
Yeah, he does.
The motherfucker's got magic tricks in there and shit. And fucking chicken spread sandwiches. Oh, man. Oh, man. Anyway, so I was telling Choppy during the week, because he texted me about NXT, and I just got around to watching it today, and he said to me, I'm excited. Matt said, yeah, your birthday will fall on a weekday 5 times in 7 years, retard.
Ring it!
Ring it!
Woo!
So, Choppy admitted to me this week that he's actually fucking excited about something current.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I'm excited for the Royal Rumble, actually.
Yeah, and NXT.
And NXT.
We're gonna
I'm always excited for NXT.
Well, I'm a Rumble guy, you know that. Yeah. That and War Games is like my shit. You know, so and
so far War Games has been very, very promising.
Oh yeah,
every
100%. So we're gonna have get the boys together on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The Mandingos are coming out. The Mandingos of Destiny.
Yes.
Spoke to my son last night, and he's going to Mania, like I said a couple weeks ago. But he might go to that tailgate, that Bullet Club tailgate.
Good.
I said you should go, man. I said maybe if we if nothing's going on, maybe I'll go with you for a little while. I'm not gonna, you know. Oh, Shaylin's telling a story. She saw a special needs person the other day. She was screaming such random things, like Tourette's, probably. it doesn't.
It doesn't matter.
Wow.
Cousin Richie said mercy. Yeah, no. I'm actually really excited about the Rumble. That my man Finn Balor's getting a fucking title shot finally. We have my Balor Club shirt on.
You want to know something?
Bull, you what?
Oh, we're getting to predictions later on. But
yeah, we'll get into predictions later on.
Yeah.
But really fucking excited.
I'm excited too.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Yeah. And I played the clip of Ric Flair winning the 92 Rumble. My best bud Will Sweeney is introducing my other godson Logan to wrestling, and I said, he goes, give me a Royal Rumble to watch. And I said, fool,
1992. That's the best one.
That's the go-to, son. It was the first one for the title. And Ric Flair won.
That was the only Rumble. No, that wasn't the only one. That was the first one.
That was for the title.
Yes.
Correct. Correct.
I believe the second one was when Triple H won.
The game.
I scratch my balls.
I got a wife with fake tits. Anyway. So my brother said to me, he's drinking Rip It Energy, right? He goes, would you call it, Mike? Yeah, let me get a Red Bull, Chops, please. Mike, would you call it rocket fuel?
Battery acid.
He goes, this is the shit they gave us in Iraq when I was away on tour.
You
want to
know something? Hold on 1 second. I got to move back.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Watch the headphones, Chop. Be careful. You can put your headphones down. Chop is going to the bathroom. There's hair growing on that food, bro. You might want to. Yeah, yeah.
Good for me.
Anybody want some penicillin? Choppy's got some in his fridge.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Mandingo's in the building.
There you go, Mook.
Good looking out, Mook.
That's what I'm here for.
That's what I'm here for.
Get you some Red Bulls.
What is a Mook?
That's what she's here for.
Mean Streets, a fight starts over this four-letter term for a crude Northeastern guy, though no one understands it. What is a mook?
I love it. What is a mook?
What is a mook? So
the fact that mother Canuck said mook makes it even better.
Don't even fucking hate on Alex Trebek, bro.
I like them better when he had the mustache.
Yeah, yeah. Choppy does have a wife with big titties. What does that mean? What's up, you mooks? Listening from Cat's Deli. This motherfucker is always eating. God bless him.
Who?
Rob Domingo.
He's where?
Cats. The deli.
Oh, God. Every time, he it's always something about food with you and Rob. What the fuck, man? Sometimes when I feed Rob, I feel like I'm not giving him the right food.
Wow, we got a mess here. Look at this barbecue.
If I get him a deli sandwich, I feel like I should get him something from Cats.
You know what, Tony? I wouldn't say that. He's not ungrateful. He's not ungrateful.
I know, I'm not saying he's ungrateful. I think
he even eats our homemade food.
I feel bad for him when he eats our homemade food. That's
not me, man. I cook a fucking storm up, man. I don't know about you.
You cook like a retard. Get out of here.
Really?
Kidding.
Rob, you lucky bastard.
I love Rob. He's
Rob's
a great
the
guy.
Best. You can listen to Rob and Thumbsick Ninjas every, I don't know when.
Plug.
Yeah, they don't put out episodes regularly anymore, but they still.
They're busy.
Yeah, they're busy.
They're busy eating.
They're busy eating and fucking geeking out.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Resident Evil 2 just came out.
With the video game?
Remake.
The movie.
No, the remake for PlayStation 4.
Oh, no, I never played. My sister Natalie is into that genre. Mike, you played the Resident Evil stuff. No, just Natalie did.
Yeah.
Remember Natalie was really into it when we had the GameCube and everything?
Resident Evil 2 in the dark is the shit. If you play it in the dark, pitch black is amazing.
Rob said, I'm not fancy. He's not. Oh, look who's in the room.
Who's this?
I am the king of bacon.
Holy fuckballs. Marqueef.
Rob is Kirby. Konnichiwa, my niggas, he says.
I am the king of bacon.
It's Rage. Oh. Woo!
Toasty!
I saw the Mortal Kombat trailer.
I heard that's amazing.
Yo, I might drop the 100 beans on that, bro.
You're crazy.
No, I'm not. That game, listen, and I don't play video games normally. That game looks fucking amazing.
Listen, you drop 100 beans, and then when all these new downloadable content comes out, you can drop another 50 beans. There's 150 that you're going to use for another system.
What do you mean? Nah.
Just saying.
Nah.
I don't like the video games of today.
I know.
It's like you drop $60.
But you got the Switch. The
Switch is fantastic, though.
But
I'm not going to pay for downloadable content. Fuck that shit. No.
Yeah. I don't know. I like it. Ooh, that's delicious.
That's what I'm here for.
Oh.
Jesus!
Anyway, so what else is going on before we get into some news and notes? Anything else going on?
My nipples are hard.
Okay, terrific.
Boy. You good? Yeah, Mike, you good? Anything else going on in your life?
Nope.
No, nothing? Nothing. Nope. He's like, nope.
After that, no. Of course
nope.
Not.
Nope. All right, so.
News and notes?
News and notes.
Okay.
All right.
Thoughts on Ronda Rousey possibly, I don't know, kind of leaving WWE.
I'm a little upset.
Why?
I like Ronda Rousey.
She's not a draw.
No, I don't care. I don't care what the fans think. I don't care if she sells tickets. I like her.
She's not a draw.
I don't care.
She doesn't boost ratings.
I don't pay her salary. I can give a fuck if she draws or not.
She doesn't boost ratings.
Who cares? They haven't fucking raised ratings in a gazillion years.
I had an argument with somebody about, Ronda doesn't, she boosts ratings. No, she doesn't.
First of all, any fan, you included, worried about fucking ratings, you should fucking kill yourself.
What?
You should kill, I'm serious. Like, who cares about the fucking ratings? What are you, Mike and the Mad Dog?
Listen.
Come on, Mikey. If the Wake Forest does a 4.0 on a Tuesday night of the NCAA tournament.
Can I just make a point real quick?
What?
You suck at life and you gotta go die. Go.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Matt Squires is right. Switch is for retards.
Income for Maddie, that means a whole lot of nothing.
Big Tone says, need to know your clowns. CM Pussy coming back, WWE. They all come back eventually, Big Tone.
Yeah, they're going to come back.
Like your boy Goldberg's coming to AEW. No, I'm joking.
Fuck him.
Mike, you saw that picture of him giving out a call in Vegas?
Me and Big Tone are in the same venue as in, like, same avenue as in, like, fuck Goldberg.
Fuck Goldberg.
He sucks.
In all fairness, yeah. I don't care. I mean, I like her. I think she was good for the division. I think she put a little bit of spark into it.
I think she has a little bit. I mean, she's the first UFC fighter. Well, you have a female fighter to win the WWE title. If you
all right.
So that's pretty monumental for her. It doesn't matter. I heard that she wants to have kids. That's the thing.
And, you know, just to piggyback on her, Sweeney and I watched the last UFC fight on Saturday. And I'm glad she's not back in UFC.
She would have gotten killed.
I'm seeing these girls fight now. They would cave her fucking face in, literally.
What's her name? The Brazilian chick? The cyborg chick? She's fucking...
Cyborg, Amanda Nunes.
She's fucking
the
nasty.
The flyweights are like... They're like... It's ridiculous. I watched him the other night. Like, he was... Egg Sweeney, he was like... He was astounded. Telling you.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck Goldberg with Bill Cosby's dick. Ring that bell. Ring that bell. I'm not... Rage is disappointed. I'm not, though. Like, I feel like if she stays, it's like Charlotte Flair. The more she does, the better she's going to get at it, okay? They gave her the belt because she's Ronda fucking Rousey. That's it. She's not great. She's not bad. She's serviceable.
She's not bad in
right,
the ring.
No.
That spinning Samoa drop that she does, I like that.
I like her. She's a presence, dude. Women's division needs a presence. They do. Because Bayley is done.
You know who was a presence in that division was Asuka, and they fucking killed her character.
They killed all the fucking Japanese characters.
It's terrible.
Look at Nakamura. We'll get into that in a minute. He won the fucking Rumble last year. Now he's reduced
pre-show, to the baby. Pre-show
this year. So we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yep.
But Ronda Rousey, seriously, Mike, have you seen Ronda Rousey fight wrestle yet?
No,
you haven't seen it yet. You have to watch.
I mean, it's not like the little promo she did before she actually got into
Dude,
it. But
her last match with Charlotte,
yeah,
they fucking killed each
they
other.
Did. They
it
did.
It was great.
They did. They did. They did. Mike Palmer's in the building.
What up?
I saw Sonny Ono in the building.
Sonny in the house.
The original king. The
selfie. The originator king, of the selfie.
Originator of the selfie. Again, I think her contract expires next year, though. So I don't know if she's going to honor it. Or...
No, she's until 2021.
Oh, 2021. Okay. So,
yeah, so she's got enough time.
You know what? If she wants to, she's in her 30s already. I mean, if she wants to have a family, you can't. I mean, in all fairness, you can't knock that hustle.
She'll be fine.
You know?
So,
plus that manga word of a husband or husband knock her up.
I don't even know who she's dating or
some
married.
Big doofy MMA guy with cauliflower ears and a fucking beard like his. You know?
No clue who it is. Oh, well.
She's excellent for someone with a year of experience. Thank you, Neil. You know what? Neil just hit it on the head.
Say that again?
She's excellent for someone who's been doing it for a year.
I agree. But prior to her even debuting, she was already training, so she's done really good.
I'm not mad at it, man.
It's fine. God bless her.
I like, and I'm not a big proponent of women's wrestling. You guys all know that. But I like her. I like fucking Nia Jax.
You like Nia Jax because you like the way she looks.
I like them plus size bitches. I'm not good at front. But I like fucking what's her face too. I like Sasha Banks with even her big movie forehead. I think she's dope.
I think Sasha
Banks. Nikki Cross is my next baby mama. You know that.
You know who you got to look at?
I want to hit that so bad.
You know who you got to really check out from TNA, though, is Jordynne Grace, I think is her name. She's like, they call her...
Oh, that fucking, that weightlifting chick?
Yeah, thick.
Holy, she's like childbearing hips.
Her name is, you know what's her nickname?
Sit thick, on my face, Phil? No.
Thick Mama Pump.
Oh, thick, yeah, she can get it, dude.
Thick Mama Pump is her nickname.
Sit on my face, Phil.
She's good friends with Scott Steiner. That's why she got the name Thick Mama Pump.
Rob said Matt Squires is Toad.
Toadstool.
Nia is my girl. She's from San Diego. That's right.
Is she really?
Yeah.
I thought she was from Florida.
She's a Cali girl. No.
Oh, I thought she was a Florida girl.
No.
Oh, by the way, off the Samoan thing, piggybacking off the Samoan thing, you know who's making an appearance in the next new Rock movie?
Roman Reigns.
My boy, Roman Reigns. I don't give a shit what anyone thinks, man. I like Roman.
I'm
telling you, he's a good...
I love Roman
Reigns.
He's a
good wrestler. He's good.
I don't...
The fact that he's actually getting a spot in that movie, God bless him, because he's got him. He's got, you know, he's got kids. He's got
all
kids.
Right, all right, Heath Slater. Sasha needs a title. Yeah, Nia's hot. Yeah, my cousin Richie's got a plus size girl. Plus size girls are the best, man. They fucking cook. They put out. They got big fucking titties. They're good in bed. They're warm in bed.
That's it.
I'm not even gonna front. Not even gonna front. So,
and then there's also, with rumors of, I think Nick German hit it pretty well. He hit it in the nail, whatever the term is. But he did say that he thinks that Roman Reigns is going to make an appearance at the Rumble, and there's rumors going around that he might make an appearance at the Rumble.
Who?
Roman Reigns.
Yeah, probably to say hello.
No, I heard.
Dude, he's in remission.
I know, but still.
I'm sorry.
He might make it. I don't know. Who knows?
Oh, that's gross rage. I drink Jordan's piss, and while she sits on my face,
oof,
he gets an okay terrific for
oof,
that.
Oof, okay terrific.
Oh, no, he gets this.
You sick freak!
Give me the one that says you're a virgin.
Virgin.
Spear checker.
Anyway.
I feel bad for Mike.
Choppy, show the crowd what you're drinking. How about a Fresca?
A Fresca, a citrus beverage.
Caddyshack.
That was actually very uneventful right there.
Fuck it. Put that cigarette out.
Freshness is everything.
It is. It is.
So, so we still think that Kenny Omega is making an appearance at the Rumble?
You want to do NXT first?
Whatever you want to do.
All right.
Give me the match listings.
Cassius Ohno versus Matt Riddle.
Matt Riddle.
Mike has no say because he doesn't know any of these guys.
You gotta, dude.
You know what? Mike's crashing here, right? So,
yeah.
Show him. Can you show him NXT tonight?
Of course I can.
Yeah. Yeah, show him NXT tonight. Yeah.
You'll enjoy it.
You'll watch one episode of NXT and you'll know why this is so dope.
I gotta say, I gotta figure out which episode to give him. I don't know if I'll give him this week's though.
Show him the War Games match.
Yeah. There you go.
North American Championship. Johnny Gargano going against the champion, Ricochet.
God, this is tough. This is a tough one.
Kenny is still under contract, Rob. You are correct. And Kenny did say on Being the Elite that he just got the match at Tokyo Sports Match of the Year.
Okay.
Him and Okada won the award.
There you go.
So he took a picture with Kenta Kobashi. Oh, I was like fucking marked out so hard for that. Anyway, Ricochet versus Gargano.
I'm going to go on a limb here and say Gargano wins. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
That's your top heel for the North American division. I feel like he's going to defend that belt up until about the next takeover.
And I'm going to agree with you also because on this week's NXT, we have a new contender for the North American Championship. Actually, we have several new contenders.
Possible new contenders, yep.
Right, you're looking at Bobby Fish, Adam Cole.
Baby! And then...
And Velveteen Dream.
You saw that Macho Man shirt he had?
I love that Macho Man shirt that he's got.
You like that shirt? You better like that shirt.
What, Choppy, there's no tab in the fridge?
Tab.
Tab, it was diet soda.
Oh, I don't drink that shit.
No, we know.
I drink Eastern shit, not Cali shit.
No. That's why I said that, because what? Fresca goes hand in hand with Tab. Back in the day, if you was in somebody's house was lighting the loafers, they had that and Tab in the fridge.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's news to me.
So, okay.
Well, fuck you.
Rage said, show my brother any Ciampa Gargano match.
That's true. I like that.
NXT Chicago. Fucking
oh, you know which one? I want to show him the one with Pete Dunne and
He would definitely like Pete Dunne.
Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate.
They're British
for the UK title. Oh my god, bro! You will lose your fucking mind with that match. It's insane.
Speaking of tag teams, the Undisputed Era defending the NXT Tag Championships against the War Raiders.
They retain.
I'm going to take the War Raiders.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're going to finally win it.
I'm going to say they retain.
I want them to retain, but I think
I still think they're going to put all the belts on the Undisputed Era.
Okay.
I think they're going to hold on to the belts until Mania.
I might get some shit for this because I'm not a big proponent of women's wrestling, but I think this may steal the show. Bianca Belair going up against Shayna Baszler for the title.
I think Belair's going to get the belt.
I'm telling you, man, she's doing everything right.
And she's young. She's athletic. What are you reading?
Hey, Tab is not from Cali. Tab was the shit. Ring that bell.
Bianca Belair, she's athletic. She can talk on the mic. And she's good in the ring.
I'm not mad at it.
And she's a total package.
And Baszler is a fucking mixed martial art beast.
The only problem I have with Baszler, though...
Is that she's too manly looking?
No.
Oh.
When she opens her mouth, she sounds like a 12-year-old boy.
She's too manly looking.
Dude, she sounds like a 12-year-old boy every time she opens her mouth.
She sounds like pubescent Peter Brady. When it's time to change.
Dude, she sounds exactly like that. She's fucking terrible when she talks. I just had to say that.
Just ringing a bell.
Just because I had to say that.
It's not even 9:45. We have 120 comments already in this page.
That's fantastic.
The group chat.
That's because of my stupid retard story.
That story killed it. And finally, for the NXT Championship, Tommaso Ciampa defending against Aleister Black.
This is going to be a very good match.
Does Black get the title back, though?
Fuck no.
No?
Yeah. He's going to get called back.
Gargano's going to keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm feeling it.
That's how I see it. If that's how I see it, that's what's going to happen.
If it be that way,
let it be.
Let it be, baby. That's it right there.
So we're going to Rumble now?
I got to find the card listing.
You're so unprofessional. You don't have it ready?
Dude.
What?
Calm your tits.
Okay.
Calm your tits.
You're an absolute douche.
Okay. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see.
Good God. Oh, God.
Please.
The all-shitty, mighty Bobby Lashley.
No, this is the article. Who do you think should win the fucking Rumble?
Who cares?
Why don't they do this properly? Oh, Rumble bingo. You laugh, Mike. It's a real thing. Let's see. What is it? You know what? Fuck this. Let me get out of this for a second. You guys chat amongst yourselves.
Oh, here we go. So, Anyways.
Fuck you.
You're so unprofessional.
I don't want to see. Where's your fucking notes for this?
My notes?
No, your notes for this.
For what?
The Royal Rumble, dick.
That's why we have the laptop, dick.
That's what I'm doing right now, asshat.
So do it.
I am.
Go fucking drink a bottle of cum for all I care.
Ew.
Dickbag.
You sick freak.
What?
No. You sick freak!
All right, here we go. Here we go. All right.
Here it is.
Okay, terrific.
Yes, this is terrific.
All right, who wins the Women's Rumble? Want to see the entrances confirmed?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Natalya, Bayley, Ember Moon, Lacey Evans, Alexa Bliss, Ruby Riott, my girl Sarah Logan, Captain Shitlock, I call her, Liv Morgan, Mickey James, Roast Beef Clit, Alicia Fox. We've got to show Mikey why we call her Roast Beef Clit.
There's
a couple of photos. Alicia Fox, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Selena Vega, Mrs. Alice the Black, Charlotte Flair.
Is she really?
Yeah, didn't she want to marry to...
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
God bless him.
Naomi, Tamina, Peyton Royce, Billie Kay, Dana Brooke in her juicy lips, Lana, Nia Jax, Nikki Cross, and number 30 is Carmella.
I'm giving it to Charlotte.
I'm going to say Alexa Bliss.
Okay, yeah, because she's coming back, right?
Yeah.
I say Charlotte.
You know what Mr. X says? What
did he say?
Paige comes back and wins it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
That'd be dope. I wouldn't mind seeing that. Is she ready to compete, though?
Is she done taking lobes to the face?
No, she's going to keep taking them.
You have to show Michael why we hit that, too.
I've seen that. You seen
Mike, ring that bell.
Ring it.
Ring that bell, Mike.
She's going to keep taking them, no matter what. Good for her. God bless her.
All right.
But yeah, so you say Paige, I say Charlotte. Okay.
Okay. Nice. Cruiserweight Championship. Buddy Murphy defending against Kalisto, Akira Tozawa, and Hideo Itami.
By the way, how was this match not on the pre-show? I'm surprised.
I don't know.
God, good. At least they made it past the pre-show now.
I think Buddy Murphy retains anyway. So.
What are the, again, who are the participants?
Kalisto, Akira Tozawa, and Hideo Itami.
Buddy Murphy wins. No way.
That's what I said. This is depressing. Rusev, U.S. champion, defending against Shinsuke Nakamura, last year's winner
of the Royal Rumble.
Is
now in the pre-show.
He
was the main event of Wrestle Kingdom with AJ.
WrestleMania.
And Wrestle Kingdom,
correct.
What the fuck? Why has he been relegated to pre-show status now?
I don't know.
I say that motherfucker's going to leave this year. I think he's done.
I say Rusev retains.
Of course he retains.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
SmackDown Tag Team Championship, The Bar, defending against Miz and Shane McMahon.
This has been a joke.
Did you see the birthday party Miz gave Shane McMahon?
I did.
I think Shane and Miz are going to win on a fluke.
Yeah, they're going to win. They're going to win the tag team titles. That means that Shane will be a hardcore champion, a European champion, and a tag team champion in the history books.
This is going to be a good match. Asuka defending the SmackDown Women's title against Becky Lynch, the man.
She's going to win.
She calls herself the man, Mike, before you laugh. That's her gimmick.
Yeah,
she's the man.
She's the man. Which I'm going to say something about that later on.
So does Asuka win or
Asuka's going to win.
I'm picking Asuka, too.
Keep going, and I'll tell you why.
Okay. Mario, feel better, brother.
Fuck you, Mario. What's
wrong with you?
Feel better, brother.
Raw Women's Championship. Ronda Rousey against Sasha Banks. I don't see Ronda Rousey losing anytime soon.
No, Ronda's not going to lose until Mania.
Yeah. No, I'm picking her. Even though I like... That should be a good match, too.
It should be.
Here we go. Daniel Bryan defending the WWE Championship against the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
AJ Styles is going to win.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm gonna take Daniel Bryan, but why is AJ Styles going to win?
I have a feeling they're going to have big plans for AJ Styles at Mania, and he has to have the belt.
I think SmackDown will be non-existent to the Royal Rumble winner, which is why Daniel Bryan retains. He's the heel, and he might ride that to Mania.
Okay.
So, and the match I'm most looking forward to seeing, okay? I've been saying this for 2.5 years now. that Finn Balor has not gotten a fair shake since winning the Universal Championship and then happened to giving it up the next night because he was injured. Then being out for a year, coming back, and not getting a fair shake. He finally wins a fatal four-way to face Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship. Though the championship is no longer a focus on Raw, which it should be, the fact that they put Vince McMahon into these promos, the fact that they gave the shrub off to Braun Strowman, okay? This is a classic, like Vince said, David and Goliath. I said almost said David and Goliath. All my Catholic school friends know what that reference was. Hey, Davey. It's David and Goliath, not Davey. But anyway, I really, really want Finn Balor to win that championship.
And you want to know something? He's going to win it.
You think?
He's going to win it.
Why?
Why? Because Brock Lesnar is going to interfere in that fucking match. Just so he can call, it's going to be like the Eddie Guerrero scenario, where Eddie Guerrero goes for the title against Brock Lesnar, and then Goldberg interferes and costs him the title. It's going to be the same situation. Braun Strowman is going to cost Brock Lesnar the title, and then Finn Balor is going to win it.
Geeks of the Industry's own Mr. Chunky Larry is in the room.
Hello, sir.
Hello, sir. Thank you for hanging. He was doing my sound check for me before.
Good for him.
Thank you very much.
I think he's going to win it.
It would be so dope. And you know what? This will give, if Brock is going to stay until Mania, hear me out. If Brock is going to stay until Mania and he loses the title on Sunday, then they're forced to give him something significant to do from now until Mania. No Undertaker, thank God.
Thank God.
Right? They got to give him something substantial. Maybe he gets, maybe they make it a three-way with Finn, winner of the, maybe Braun Strowman wins the Rumble.
That's not how I see it.
I don't. Well, who wins? So if all right. So with that, that's the segue. Now, it took me 7 years to learn that. So Finn Balor wins the title. Who's he facing at WrestleMania? Who wins the Rumble?
That will be decided at Elimination Chamber.
So, but okay, now you're skipping 2 months. Who wins the Rumble on Sunday?
You're gonna think I'm crazy. Becky Lynch wins the Rumble.
Get the fuck out of here. Wait, she's going to put herself in the Rumble?
Because she's the man. Yeah, I'm telling you, she's going to make an appearance at the Rumble. The man wins the Rumble. What? How genius would that be if Becky Lynch goes into the Rumble, the men's Rumble, and she's the man? That's her gimmick. She's the man. Oh, boy.
I'm in bed with your best friend's wife.
Ooh.
There better be fucking better pictures than that.
Yeah, what the hell is that all about?
I want to see some titties. I want to see both your titties. How about that?
They want to see oily titties.
Big, oily, sloppy, milk-filled fucking tits. That's what I want to see right now. Ring that bell, Michael. Not you. You're not Michael. Ring the bell, Michael.
I am Michael.
You're not Michael. What, are you deaf?
Yes.
Anyway. So you're saying Becky Lynch is going to lose to Asuka.
And then she's gonna insert herself into the men's
Who does she take out? R-Truth? Is she number 30?
No. Carmella's number 30. She's not going to be in the women's Rumble.
I'm talking about the men's Rumble.
Oh, he's number 30?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
They won the Facebook thing.
Oh, fuck the Facebook thing. That thing's terrible. That shit is terrible. I say she takes out R-Truth. Somebody. Somebody significant she's going to take out. And then the men's number one contender matches are going to happen at the Elimination Chamber. That'll be decided there.
All right. Well, I'm taking Seth Rollins.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I say Becky Lynch.
All right. Taking Seth Rollins.
You think I'm crazy?
I think you're out of your mind.
I there you go.
I think you're out of your mind, but, you know. Either way, it's going to be fun. They put out a nice poster. It's Chunky Larry. The girls upstairs sending us fucking pics of themselves.
So let me ask you something.
What?
What is a surprise entrance you think we're going to see at the Rumble?
A surprise entrance?
I got a couple already.
It's got to be NXT guys.
EC3. Velveteen Dream.
Mm-hmm.
Bray Wyatt.
I think Bray Wyatt.
And I'm going to say Aleister Black.
I'm going to say Bray Wyatt. And I'm going to say... what's his face, fucking from NXT, EC3. I don't think anybody else though.
I think those are my, those are gonna be my four right there.
Choppy, did you hear that the prediction from, did you hear that prediction from the guy at the Mexican restaurant?
Actually, I heard it from the.
Oh, where'd you hear it from?
Tell me where did I hear it from?
I got it from a Negro.
Oh boy, you guys are gonna. I'm sorry, you guys are gonna think I'm crazy. You guys are gonna think I'm fucking insane. You think I'm stupid, but.
Oh, ah, Sami Zayn.
Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens. They're both due back. Oh, Larry, I totally fucking forgot about that. Good call, brother. Good call.
Same picture.
Same fucking picture. That's not a good picture, ladies. I want to see some titties. Anyway, moving right along. Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, EC3, all viable fucking return. Bray Wyatt, they're going to repackage him, apparently. It'd be a perfect time to bring him back.
Repackage him as what?
I don't know.
Waylon Mercy? He was already Waylon Mercy when he was in NXT.
This is true. This is true.
You lying to me, man.
Come out wherever you are.
Run.
Me too. Yeah, of course. Like, everyone wants to see titties. Why wouldn't you want to see titties? Yeah, so... I'm telling you, I'm really, really excited for the Rumble this year.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy that you're excited for the Rumble this year.
Because you know how I am about the Rumble.
I know, dude.
I'm very jaded about the Rumble.
I know you are.
You know when the last time I was excited for a Rumble? It was when AJ debuted.
3 years ago? 2 years ago? 3 years ago.
3 years, dude, that was insane. When he came out at number two.
I was in Florida.
I lost my shit.
I was in Florida.
What was your reaction when that happened?
We were in a hotel room. We Mikey and I... my son and I plugged the laptop into the TV, and he was on the there's two beds, and he's on the other bed. He looks at me, goes, "You know AJ's coming out tonight, right?" It's like, "Yeah, Mike."
Did you guys know?
He knew for sure, and he was 7 years old. And I kind of agree with him. I was like, you know, whatever.
And what was your reaction? When
I totally fucking walked out.
You lost your shit.
Yeah, 100%.
I lost my shit too. I couldn't believe when AJ Styles debuted. Forget it.
Look who's in the room.
He's in!
Jesus!
What's up, Pastor?
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
What's up, Pastor Del?
Guess who else is in the room?
Who?
Nick German.
No, is he?
Yes, he is.
Ooh, hold on a minute.
Nick,
you called it, dude. It's been all over the internet. They're saying that he might make an appearance at the Rumble. You were right. I was wrong. And I'm a Roman Reigns fan. Look at that.
Who's the outsider showing up? They have to have AJ Styles debut type entrant. That's what Mr. X is saying.
Yeah, I agree with Mr. X. Somebody's going to debut.
Yeah.
Somebody not in the company.
I don't know.
It's not going to be Kenny Omega. We all know that. I was hoping.
Kenny Omega! What about Reigns and Hobbs? We talked about that before, Chunky Larry. TWO is in the house. Passes down big tone. Yeah. So, listen.
It's going to be exciting.
If Roman Reigns is healthy, then have at it. But if he's just going to make an appearance, that'd be cool, too. Just to see.
It's going
to
be exciting, dude.
It is going to be fun. And it's in a really good venue. You know, guys all over a huge baseball mark. So, Chase Field is the home of the Arizona Diamondbacks.
They're going to hold 40,000 people.
And it's going to be great. The weather's great there. It's a dome stadium, I think. Yeah, Chase Field. It's really cool. They have a fucking swimming pool behind left center field.
Wow.
It's really fucking cool, that place. Really cool. It's on my bucket list to visit.
You know what else is cool?
What's that?
You're cool.
Thanks, buddy.
That's what I'm here for.
What's up, pal? Pal, homie. Okay.
You know what else is cool? Mike is cool.
Mike is the fucking coolest.
Yeah, that beard is fucking distinguishable.
Distinguishable, he says.
Look at my lexicon coming out. You look very, very, like, manly.
Manly, he says. You fucking...
What is this? What are you pulling up now?
Oh. I have to pull up... Well, I have to do this because...
You got to pull out something?
No, no. No. No, no. I have to get a...
No, no, no.
No, no. I got to get... I want to... Game show music.
Here game show? Oh, yeah. That's right.
There's no such thing.
No, shut up. No one cares about your medication.
Fucking unprofessional prick.
So, a couple of years ago, another host here...
Who was that?
Mr. David Mega Powers.
Yes.
Had a tournament that he did online with the folks around this time. Nick said only 25K out of 40 was sold. 25,000 for a fucking Royal stadium?
Rumble? Wow.
That's, anyway.
That's going to suck. They're going to taper off a lot of the seats then.
So we all know Nick German is our social media guru. He's been holding it down for us on the IG for a hot minute now.
And we can't thank you enough because we've gotten up to like, what,
over 1,400 people on the gram. Great. So Nick German has, talk more, Mike. Mike, say hello to Brielle.
Hi.
Well, Mike doesn't know about a lot about the current scene, so he just, you know, anyway. And
I'm just here to make them look good.
Yeah.
Hold on.
This is true.
Wow.
I got to agree with him there because we're a bunch of fucking savages. But no, joking aside. So Nick brought back in rare form too.
God.
The Martin Luther King of the Ring tournament.
And they say I'm bad.
Now, if you guys are regular fans of Turnbuckle Throwbacks, you do know that February is Black History Month, and we...
It is?
Michael, ring that bell. And that we showcase a African-American wrestler every week for a month.
We do?
How long you been here?
Kidding.
Anyway, and so to preview that...
Who's your favorite black wrestler?
My mom is in the room.
She is?
It's my mom.
Linda!
Oh.
Mrs. Raya in the house!
No, it's Mrs. Les.
I know, I'm kidding.
Let's say hello to mom. Where is it?
Hello, gorgeous.
We gotta get that Greg the Hammer Valentine story on the show.
Hi, mom. Say hi to mom, Mike.
Hey, mama.
Hi, mom.
Anyway,
you know your mom loves me more than Phil.
It's true. She said it.
Every time he calls me a name, she's like, shut the fuck up. Don't call me that name. You're the retard, not him.
Don't say the word retard either. She hates that.
I know.
Give Mike something to do. Yeah, go fetch me some more drinks.
Wow. What is he, the PA? He's the assistant?
What did you say, nigga?
He's the assistant to the assistant.
The assistant to the assistant.
Oh, boy. Dear Lord.
Unbelievable. So, anyway, I got to get this going before we go to break.
Okay, who's your favorite black wrestler?
Wow, my favorite?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a toss-up, because I love Ron Simmons. I loved Ernie Ladd. Loved Rocky Johnson. I can't pick one. There's so many. Really, there's really some good
Mine's
ones.
Mine's Sheamus.
Anyway.
I'm kidding.
Anyway, let's play some music and we're going to announce the 32 participants for this year's Martin Luther King of the Ring tournament.
Again!
Let's get some game show music. Nick sent me the list. Sent us the list, I should say. Let's see. Hold on a second. Where's my list? Here we go. All right, so this year's participants for 2019 are... Well, the first one we all know and love is a regular here. The Junkyard Dog. Okay. SD, Special Delivery Jones. Kamala, with no feet. Ron Simmons. Indie Wrestling Zone, Nigga Taker. That's a real wrestler, Michael, by the way. Nigga Taker, not nigger. Nigga. Okay.
What did you say?
Right, exactly.
What did you say, nigga?
It's right here, my nigga.
Sloppy Ahmed Johnson, Butch Reed, Coco Beware.
Butch Reed's your favorite.
I love Butch Reed.
He's your favorite. You always talk highly.
I do. I can't choose. I love them all, actually.
You love them all, huh?
I love all those guys.
All those guys, huh?
Anyway. Coco Beware, Bad News Brown, The Godfather, Norman Smiley, JT Smith.
Wow, ECW's JT Smith.
The Human Tornado, Tony Atlas, Akeem the African Dream.
Wow.
Virgil, Booker T, Stevie Ray, Rowdy Roddy Piper from WrestleMania 5.
Rocky fucked up, Nick.
Rocky Johnson, New Jack, The Big Cat, Ernie Ladd. Mabel, Papa Shango, Kama, who's the same person, Orlando Jordan, D'Lo Brown, Mizark, which is Sean Waltman dresses Mark Henry, Abby, Abdullah the Butcher, Thunderbolt Patterson, that's Ole Anderson's favorite wrestler, and the great, great late Bubba Brazil. Let me load this fucking music.
This music's terrible.
Yeah, no, I picked terrible music. Sorry about that. God. See how this is going to go. You're going to go on Instagram, okay? And you can hear all the brackets, the pairings. All right, here's the first round. Zeus versus Butch Reed. Kamala versus Ron Simmons. JYD versus Ahmed Johnson. SD Jones versus the Endtaker. Coco Beware versus Akeem. Norman Smiley, JT Smith. Bad News Brown, Tony Atlas. Godfather, Human Tornado. Virgil, King Mabel. Roddy versus Rocky Johnson. This should be a good match. Booker T versus Ernie Ladd. Stevie Ray versus New Jack. Papa Shango versus Bubba Brazil. D'Lo Brown versus The Mizar. Kama versus Thunderbolt Patterson. Orlando Jordan versus Abby. Clearly, the winner of these move on to the Final Four. It'll take place on Instagram. Most days during the month of February. You guys have to vote on the winners. So, if you follow us on Instagram, which you should be, at Turnbuckle Throwbacks, hit up Nick German. He will be doing that with us. Mike Palmer's at JYD all day. No Shaska Watley. I didn't make these brackets up, Big Tone. Maybe we can put Shasta slash Pistol Pezwatley. I love Pezwatley, too. He was a...
I like Pezwatley, too.
He was a Paul Jones guy. Remember he feuded with the Boogie Woogie Man? He turned on Jimmy Valiant? So dope. Anyway, so that's going to be it for that, man. So, like I said, hit up Instagram. Take care of my man Nick German. Hit him up. If you're not on Instagram, at Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And that's it. Vote for your favorite wrestler. And we're going to have Black History Month like we always do. We're going to feature four wrestlers, four different matches, maybe some feuds. I'm working on some material as we speak. And it should be a good year for Black History Month this year. You know, there's a lot of rich history with African Americans in pro wrestling. So
yeah, a lot, actually.
Yeah, a ton, you know. SD Jones versus Jim Powers. No Flash Funk. Again, guys, I didn't make these aren't my brackets.
Well, we don't even have Mustafa, man. Mustafa was great, too, in ECW.
It's true. It's true. So like I said, hit up Nick, and he will facilitate you guys. And if you have any suggestions, of course, you can drop Nick a line on the IG, or you can email us at turnbuckle throwbacks1@gmail.com, and we'll pass the message on to Mr. Nick German, and he will try to accommodate all you guys, but it should be a fun tournament. Mike looks like he's holding his penis.
Good for him.
Oh. Thanks, honey.
Hold on.
That's gross. You know mom's watching, right?
Huh?
You know my mom's watching, right?
Hey, mom.
She don't care.
Fucking dope.
Who's a dope? You?
Changes can be made still. We have 1 week till it starts. Black Achiever Awards are coming soon, too, Big Tone. Yes, of course, I always do the black carpet. You guys all know that. We have to tell Mikey about the Black Achiever Awards. That's a Rant EM Radio's tradition. Anyway. All right, so we'll take a quick break. We're going to have a cool, awful throwback for you tonight. And I have a surprise for Choppy.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. The only great one wrestler is Ricky Dragon Steamboat. Yes, Mom, but he's not black. If Ricky Steamboat was black, he'd be in the tournament. We love Ricky Steamboat.
Maybe she's talking about Ricky Ortiz?
No, she's talking about Ricky Steamboat. That's her dream boat. All right.
She likes the Steamboat?
She loves Ricky Steamboat. Not likes. Loves.
My man's still in shape at 50-something, or actually 60 years old
now. They're the same age. They can hang out.
But I thought her crush was Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Oh, no. Oh, no. 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 She don't like.
Look at this barbecue here tonight.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Oh, look who's in there. Dr. Doolittle. She likes the pink microphone. Oh, I'm sure she does.
You like that microphone?
Yeah, put it on. At least once. Hold on a second. You like this?
I tipped my hat to Jezebel.
You like this hat? You better like this hat. That's no lie.
All right, we'll take a quick break, plug our friends, we'll come back. We had a awful throwback for you tonight.
Oh, it's fucking dreadful.
It's dreadful. You're listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We're live on RantEMRadio.com. Part of the Shining Wizards Network. We'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at IncONclusivePod or Facebook.com/IncONclusiveBreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from The Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
For life.
We are back.
We're back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks live, Rant EM Radio.
I had to ask that question. Are we back?
We're back.
Look at that.
We're back.
Look who's back.
Hey, look who it is.
Look who it is. It's your sibling.
Quick question.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yes.
Were y'all making those retard sounds while I was outside?
Yes, we were.
Because I heard it through the window, and I was like, I was looking around like, oh, fuck. I'm about to get attacked by a retard.
Will you stop? Will you stop?
You know what? This is all my fault. It really is.
What? She's retarded.
She ain't retarded. She's shy.
Tell you what to do. Take her to the zoo. I hear retards like the zoo.
Hey, this bum got to say that.
All right, back it up. Buddy.
I'm calling you a bum.
Fuck the revival.
Well, Lottie.
Freaking da! We got a regular William Shakespeare in our hands.
Are we ready?
Yes.
And now, here is your throwback of the week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
All right. January 17th, 1999, Charleston, West Virginia, at the Charleston Civic Center.
God.
Paid attendance 10,833.
Why?
0.75 buy rate.
Why?
It's WCW's NWO's sold out.
Not just the WCW pay-per-view, the new WCW. It's like, what?
When Tards attack Friday on Fox. Mike, ring that bell. This is Turnbuckle Throwbacks. You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and what you have, the facts of life, right?
Ugh.
Like the TV show. We got to do the bad. Listen, this is 1999. We made a pact. We made a pact. We're going to do 1999 pay-per-views. Get it out of the way.
Listen, we're going to turn chicken shit into chicken salad right now.
Oh, we always do, bro.
We are. This is terrible.
And if I have my way, this is going to end epically, so don't worry about it.
Listen, why did we have a State of the Union address from Ric Flair?
Because he's Ric Flair. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
What
dude.
Was the point of that?
I don't know.
It was retarded. He looked like fucking Donald Trump up there giving his State of the Union address. We're going to shut down the government now. Oh, my God.
Your commentary is Tony Giovanni, Bobby Heenan, and Iron Mike Tenay.
Yes, it was.
Why
was he called Iron Mike Tenay?
I don't know. That's what they called him.
Wasn't he the professor?
He was the professor also, yes.
Iron Mike Tenay?
Yeah.
God,
I'm Mike Tyson. I'm on the Zoloft to keep from killing y'all. Did you hear him on Joe Rogan's podcast?
I have not.
Bro.
Is it money?
It is amazing.
It's gold?
You have to get it.
I'm getting
please.
It.
Please. But, hey, guys, I don't really endorse a lot of other podcasts besides my friends' podcasts. But please, do yourselves a favor. Go get the Mike Tyson episode on Joe Rogan's podcast. It is phenomenal. No pun intended, AJ Styles. All right, let's get into this card, huh?
Oof.
Mean Mike Enos.
So we have Wild Pegasus versus Beverly Brothers number one.
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna say something. You're probably going to laugh at me. Not the first time.
Really, probably? Okay.
I thought Mike Enos had a look to him.
The look of a mongoloid.
No. Bring that bell, Mike. The look of somebody that if they repackaged him, he can be somebody.
Yeah, he was a mauler.
No.
He was already a mauler.
Like, definitely a mid-card guy.
The construction crew? Or
the destruction crew.
There you go, whatever.
These come out the hard hats and We Will Rock You by Queen in the AWA.
God.
I'm sorry I fought it, so that was me.
You did?
I just cracked one off.
Good
yeah.
for you.
Sorry.
That's what you're here for.
Fighting the killer, Chris Benoit.
The killer Chris Benoit! I love that! What a great gimmick! I tell you right now, chops were being served in this match. You see the welts on Enos's chest?
The best part about this match is after the match.
It was over.
No, there was a kid in the crowd.
Yes, yes!
Holding a sign saying, I steal cable.
That was beautiful.
It's fucking beautiful, man. I howled. That's how I laughed so hard when I saw that. It's I Am I Today because you can put on mean pleats and pants. It's true, Matt. That's probably why. Yeah, nothing really good about that match at all.
It was, you know what it was? You know what this card reminds me of?
Uh-oh.
It reminds me of a 1996 Monday Nitro, pre-NWO.
Wow.
It was fucking terrible.
Well, let's get through it.
Go.
All right. Norman Smiley?
Norman Smiley.
Against Chavito.
This match was okay.
I mean,
it was okay.
Again, the cruiserweights, always a good time.
Well, Norman Smiley was not a cruiserweight.
Yes, he was.
No, he was not, motherfucker.
Well, technically, I mean.
Listen, I finally figured out, like with Chavo, I didn't realize how short he was until he stood right next to Norman Smiley. And Norman Smiley is already short. Chavo's got to be like 5'7". But his build height is like 5'10". No fucking way.
Unbelievable.
And then Norman Smiley's a legit 6 foot, 6 foot one.
Yeah.
Really? He was ECW world champion.
Can you believe this match almost went 16 minutes?
16 minutes that I lost of my life.
It wasn't a bad match, though.
It was okay. I do like the fact that, you know, the Big Wiggle was in the match.
The Big Wiggle is always a good time.
That shit was funny.
I like both these guys. Chavo was a good character, man.
What about the spot? The spot where he gets him in the wheelbarrow, and then he does the big wiggle while he's
oh
like,
yeah, while he's in the wheelbarrow. Yeah, that was good.
That was good.
I enjoyed that. I did enjoy that. Yeah.
But the Norman Conquest wins the match.
He does. At 15 minutes and 44 seconds.
It was too long.
Very long.
Should have been like 10 minutes.
This match should have been shorter than 8 minutes, which was Fit Finley facing a new Van Hammer. He's not Heavy Metal Van Hammer no more. He's fucking... He went to Spencer's and bought every peace sign shirt on the planet.
Bro.
And necklace.
What were they doing with Van Hammer?
And I said this before to you on another show, that Van Hammer was a deal in like other places except for WCW. Like, they booked him in New Japan. They booked him in a whole bunch of places. I don't know what they fucking saw him. He was garbage. Straight up basura, as my Spanish friends would say.
This match was basically Finley just carrying him throughout the whole match.
Yeah, you know what? Finley's a machine. Dave Finley is a machine.
But there's only so much he could do.
Yeah, I mean, you want to put a guy, you know, he beat him, but like, he carried him for 8 minutes.
He sucked.
Yeah, he sucked.
I really wish he had spiked him even harder with that tombstone piledriver at the end of the match.
I don't think he got him. He was big. I mean, Finley's not a big dude.
Finley's like 5'9".
If that. He's like Taz's height.
Legit 5'8", 5'9".
Yeah.
220 at best.
If that.
Yeah, and he put that
money. That's on his bad day. He's got to be about 20. He's like 205 live, dude.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. All right.
This mouth.
Okay.
I love Bam Bam Bigelow.
I adore Scott Charles Bam Bam Bigelow.
You do.
And I'm hoping he gets the Hall of Fame nod this year, because I'll be fucking tickled pink. But when you fight Wrath.
You mean Adam Bomb?
Adam Bomb, a.k.a.
Brian Clark.
Brian Clark, a.k.a. Chronic. Oh, no, let me get my. Where's my sound effects? Chronic.
Nope.
No, hold on. Chronic.
like my hey, their effects. Music was dope, though.
Chronic's music?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
So this was when he was Wrath. When Wrath was with Mortis and...
And Father Mitchell,
James Mitchell. Yeah. This is 9 minutes and 23 seconds. I'm not getting back.
I tell you right now, though, when he hit the greetings from Asbury, I was like, thank God.
Dude.
That move was so cool.
He might be the best big man ever.
Well, the debate goes as this. Nick German thinks Vader's the best big man.
Mm.
But you also got to keep in mind, these two were also tag team partners in Japan.
Of course.
So that's probably why they're so good. They're so
cool. Him and Vader. Vader. Oh, yeah, of course. They were champions.
Yeah, Triple Crown. To compare both of them is very correct. You should compare both.
But okay.
In terms of agility.
Bam Bam wins hands down.
Hands down. He could do moonsaults. He did a rolling senton on Scott Steiner.
At 450 pounds.
Correct.
And did somersaults and handstands and cartwheels.
Dude, he went toe-to-toe with Rob Van fucking Dam in ECW.
Correct.
It was unbelievable, the match that he had with Rob Van Dam.
Might be the best triple threat member that Shane Douglas ever had. And I love...
Even better than the Eliminators. Because Eliminators were part of the triple threat.
They weren't.
They weren't... Okay, even better than Benoit and Dean Malenko?
Yes.
I still think that, to me, the best version of the triple threat will always be Chris Candido.
I said the best member, not the best team.
I think the best crew altogether was Bam Bam, Candido, and Shane.
Yes.
Best member? I wouldn't say the best member.
He was my favorite member.
I mean...
Maybe he wasn't the best, he was my favorite.
Maybe because he won the world title in ECW, and the television title, maybe?
And the fact that he's Scott Charles Bam Bam Bigelow.
I was watching the shoot interview with Bam Bam.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Bro.
I have to watch it.
He said, they asked him, so how did it feel winning the Southern Heavyweight title in Memphis? He was like, oh, it was a pain in the ass. He said it's a pain in the ass. It's just an extra 10, 15 pounds and you got to put in your bag for no fucking reason. I'm like, okay. He really didn't give a shit if he won a belt or not. He just cared about working. That's all he cared about.
Yeah.
Would you say he's like a, what was it, a traveler? Or what was that the term used for people that didn't stay in territories for too long? Because Brody was labeled this.
And, Brody was a nomad.
A nomad. They were like nomadic.
Yeah.
Kind of. And Stan Hansen was also labeled this as well. Because he was always traveling.
Because they wouldn't book Stan Hansen. And he had to make his money. You know? And they fucking booked him in Japan and made him a god.
Let's think about this. Could you imagine if Bam Bam Bigelow was in his prime now in New Japan?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. He'd be fucking IWGP heavyweight champion right now.
He'd probably be in, like, Chaos or Bullet Club or something.
I think he would be probably Bullet Club.
Yeah.
He's so badass. I love Bam Bam Bigelow. the moonsaults that he used to do.
I hope they give him a nod, man.
He has to. It's in the East Coast. They have to do it now.
He's in his home. He's in his backyard.
I mean, I thought WrestleMania 29, they would have done it then. But they were like, nope, we're going to wait. I'm like, why?
If I'll be cool if Undertaker headlines the club. If Taker headlines, Bam Bam's got to be the undercard.
Taker is not going to headline, and I'll tell you why. If they were going to headline, they should have done it in Texas when they were at the what's the name of that stadium for Dallas?
Oh, Cowboy Stadium.
Cowboy Stadium.
AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, they were supposed to. He should have headlined there, but they didn't, so I don't think he's going to headline this year.
All right. Next match is more Wolfpack bullshit.
Oh, God. Conan and...
Lex Luger and Conan. Conan's Toss My Salad promo, though.
Hey, Lex, there's creamy, there's ranch, and there's Italian. Those are all dressings, so you can bow down, toss my salad, and peel my potatoes.
And he would never be able to say that now.
But at the time, you know, those are corporate execs didn't know what the fuck he was talking about.
No, but no one thought he's telling another wrestler to eat his asshole.
Pretty much.
Right, Mike? Am I lying?
Yes, he did.
Mike, you ever had your salad tossed? You ever had a chick lick your ass? Fucking wonderful. No. It's a wonderful feeling. Anyway. This is 9 minutes 31 seconds. I'm joking. I never got my ass licked. I can't even keep a straight face. No, I would never have that done. This,
what was up with the... Why did they give Lex the mic after Conan?
You know what? I can't stand Lex Luger.
You love him.
No, and you love and him and his pill-popping girlfriend Elizabeth.
You love the attitude adjustment. You love that pile driver.
And his pill-popping girlfriend Elizabeth.
He was definitely pile-driving fucking Miss Elizabeth at that time.
He was piling her up, I can tell you that.
Oof, piling her up.
Okay, terrific.
Oh, this match, I'll never get my time back from this match.
Okay, terrific.
I don't like Lex Luger, and this is one of the reasons why. Conan, I always like Conan.
No, Conan's a fantastic athlete. I think he's a really good athlete, considering the fact that he was wearing, like, fucking saggy clothes all the time when he was wrestling.
My nephew Nick is in the room. What's up, Nick?
Nick is in the house?
My nephew.
Oh, hey, but I'm saying he's in the Christ on a cracker. I'm trying to be nice, and you're just trying to downplay.
You said Nick? Like you know him. Like something.
I do know Nick.
You know my nephew Nick?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, who's his girlfriend?
Fuck your face.
Nice. Ring that bell. All right.
Awkward pause. I love it.
We all hate Lex Luger. Let's move on.
Next.
Next match, loser wears a dress match.
Well, Perry Saturn lost this one.
Perry Saturn going up against Chris Jericho with Ralphus.
Ralphus was the best part of Chris
fucking
Jericho.
Fucking Ralphus was dope.
What about when Ralphus was in the parking lot with Chris Jericho looking for Goldberg? And he had that stupid 2x4? He looked like a mongoloid. That guy was definitely retarded. Ralphus was definitely fucking retarded. What about the dude with the mullet that was helping out Ralphus all the time? What was the name of that dude?
He said Ralphus was definitely retarded.
He was definitely retarded. There's this video of Jericho in the,
okay, terrific.
Of Jericho and Ralphus. Now Ralphus is this. Imagine Phil with a belly shirt, and then he has like this cross-eyed look, and he carries a 2x4, and he's going like this. With a 2x4 in his
top, he's a pin in the ass.
That's sorry, Neil. Neil said, "Don't besmirch the lovely Miss Elizabeth." I'm sorry, she was a pill popper at this point.
She was a pill popper. Anyways, that's Ralphus. He looked like he was Phil. Imagine Phil if he was retarded. I'm sorry, but oh, come on!
You're a jackal.
That's what
I think of you.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
All right, Meltzer alert.
This match was good.
The Cruiserweight match?
No, I'm talking about the match with
Jericho and Perry Saturn?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I enjoyed it. I enjoy anything with Chris Jericho, and I love Perry Saturn. You know that. I'm a Perry Saturn guy.
You know what it is? I liked. He's a great worker.
One of the best workers ever.
But personality-wise?
No, he had none.
Dude, I was watching
Except when he cut crazy promos with Cronus.
When I shot his... Was watching a shoot interview.
Yeah,
no personality whatsoever.
He's bitter too. Like he's a bitter Barry. He's very he's very very bitter, dude.
Bitter Perry.
Oh yeah, very, very bitter Perry. Look at that. Fucking Poe didn't know it. I like anything with these two guys. So
no,
was a good match.
Jericho wins. Obviously.
Yeah, 15 minutes almost. This went.
It was good.
It wasn't bad.
I liked it. It was fine. Again, it's the cruiserweights that are carrying the fucking pay per view again.
Choppy and Phil had a son. It would be Ralphus. Ring the bell, Mike.
Oh, sorry.
I'd rather watch Lex get run over by his Lex Express. I can't stand
Lex. Who said that one?
Shaylin.
Good God. And they say I'm a savage.
Well, she's Puerto Rican. Well, she can be savage if she wants to. Listen, she'll box cut you, dude. You know Shaylin works in retail. She'll fucking... She probably carries a box cutter in her fucking... In her purse. She will cut your face. You don't fuck with Shaylin,
You're
dude.
Fucking racist, dude.
I'm not a racist. I'm just speaking the truth. I grew up in the hood. I'm telling you.
So did I.
I'm telling you. You did.
So?
You did.
Well, la-di frickin' da!
Anyway.
Next match.
Meltzer alert.
Oh, God. Well, how many stars?
4 stars.
Really? Out of what? 100?
Out of 108. The WCW World Cruiserweight title Fatal 4-Way.
Mind you, the only title match in the whole pay-per-view. The only title match in the whole pay-per-view.
Billy Kidman, the champ, versus Hoovy, Psicosis, and Ray Ray.
How would you rate this, Philly?
Shaylin gave herself the bell.
There you go.
I like this match a lot. I'm shocked that it went long. I'm shocked that it went this long. It didn't feel like 14 minutes and 24 seconds.
You have a match where you're not even worried about the time, that's when you know the match is good.
And normally these guys are the curtain jerkers. Normally these type of matches go on first with WCW, Mike.
But here's the problem, though. It's the same fucking people all the time in these matches.
No, you're right. I'm just not used to seeing them like seventh. Well, we've just seen them one, you know?
That's true.
They opened up with fucking Benoit and Mike Enos.
Mike Anus.
Anus. Mike Penis.
Ooh.
Matt Squires. If they get a ramp for Lex in the Hall of Fame, that'd be...
Whoa!
The belt, Mike. Because he's in a wheelchair. My weapons are a belt, a hanger, and a slipper. See? A chancleta. She don't fuck around, dude. She don't fucking around. This was a fun match. Everything was great. What's so funny?
The ramp situation.
The
I'm sorry.
The paraplegic express.
Dude, we saw Lex at the ECW arena last year.
We did.
Bro.
Oh, boy.
He...
Even Mongo looked better than him.
And Mongo actually looked like Lex Luger in 98.
He did.
I was like, yo, is that Mongo? And he was like, yeah, that's Mongo. I was like, holy shit. And unfortunately, Mongo's right next to Lex.
Yeah.
And Lex looked like my religion teacher from high school.
Yep.
He looked like an old woman from
Chop. The look on Choppy's face of disdain. He's like, yo, is that Lex Luger? I said, yes. He said, yo. We're in the parking lot. He's like, yo.
Jake was there. Who else was there?
Paul Orndorff was there. A bunch of people.
Tony Atlas was
Tony,
there.
Dean Malenko was there.
Shane Douglas was
Shane
there.
Shane Douglas.
Oh. It's just too expensive, man. They were asking for too much money, man. $20 entry fee, and then you have to pay another $40 or $50 to see each wrestler. Get the fuck out of here.
No, but the match was good. I enjoyed it.
This match? Yeah, it was fine.
You know? Everybody put in their work. I love Psicosis. I love Ray. I saw those guys. I've been a fan since ECW.
I think Psicosis was a little overrated in my opinion.
Okay.
I think it was too much of a spot monkey where...
That's how I feel about Hoovy, though.
Okay. Rey Mysterio, even though he's a spot monkey, he knows when to put when those spots are needed in the match.
Because he... And they were trained by the same guy.
I understand that. But I feel like... Psicosis was just throwing moves just to throw moves in there. Sometimes.
He was just reckless.
Yeah.
But that's how I feel about Hoovy.
Which is correct. I think Hoovy is the same thing. Whereas Ray, he just knew where to put each and every move in the match, where it just made sense a lot of the times. Where his match with Eddie Guerrero at Halloween Havoc 97, it was a spot fest. But the match just flowed correctly. It was perfect. Now, I'm not a fan of Hoovy and Psicosis. Kidman's okay. He's
okay.
He's all right. We'll keep him around.
All right.
He's a mook.
Good match.
Yeah, it was good.
Next match was a father and son affair.
Oh, my fucking... What happened to Barry Windham at this point?
Well, he's old.
No, he's only 39. He's not old.
He's old. He looked old. David Flair and Ric Flair taking on Barry Windham and Kurt Hennig. This went way too fucking long, too, dude.
For what, though? This should have been like 5 minutes at best.
David Flair was not a pro wrestler at this point yet. Nope. He was and he wasn't.
They were pushing him to be in the storylines. That's what happened.
Mr. William Morgan in the room.
What up? That's another Dragon Ball Z guy, by the way.
Yeah, it's going to be your guy with the... It's going to be you guys. Yeah, William does the sports report every Monday after Raw on Rant EM Radio. Cheap plug, ring the bell. Yeah, so they were pushing him like Choppy said. Barry Windham And Kurt
what
Hennig.
What happened to Barry Windham?
He looks like a fucking a trucker. Like an overweight trucker
he
from Walmart.
Like
a,
he looked like an overweight Kendall Windham.
Ooh, that's a good one.
An overweight autistic Kendall Windham. God.
Yeah, this match was terrible. The best part was Arn Anderson getting involved. Yeah. That and then the NWO coming out and giving the both Flairs a beating.
This was another thing. Why was Barry Windham associated with the NWO? I didn't get that.
He wasn't, but Kurt Hennig was, right?
I know that But what was the deal with Barry Windham and Kurt?
Here's my question, more importantly. Why was Hogan just there and not anywhere else this night?
Why wasn't he wrestling? He just won the damn belt. Wasn't he defending it at the pay-per-view? You're the world heavyweight champion. You're supposed to defend the fucking belt. And you're not there? Oh, in my contract, I have a creative control. I don't have to be there if I don't want. That's bullshit. You're the world champion. You're supposed to promote the fucking company. Dickbag.
I don't know.
I guess I'm not making Hogan money. That's what it is.
I don't know. But this match was hard to watch.
It was terrible. First, let me just put David Flair is a former United States heavyweight champion and a former tag team champion and a former...
But this is before that, though, right?
It's after.
Oh, this is after. Okay. I got my timelines all fucked up.
After this, he wins a bunch of belts, and I'm like, why? Why did he win all these titles? You were terrible in the ring.
I don't know.
You're definitely not Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair's leaps and bounds better than you.
This was really hard to watch.
It was terrible.
So then they handcuffed Flair. And then the NWO just beats up on Ric Flair.
Yeah, and then this was in Ric Flair's book where he was really pissed that they introduced this into the storylines.
Yeah.
Where they had Hogan whip the shit out of fucking David Flair, I think it was.
Yeah.
And Flair was not for it. And he couldn't do anything about it because Hogan had creative control.
Was Windham an unofficial NWO member?
I think you know what I think happened? I know what happened. Kurt Hennig got kicked out of the NWO at this point because he wasn't sure who to follow after Hogan and Nash joined up again.
Matt said it's to set up the West Texas Rednecks.
Yes, it is. He's
rap is crap.
That was a great gimmick, by the way. I like that shit.
Yeah.
The No Limit Soldiers.
No Limit Soldiers. Oof. Master P. Make a stay. Master
P was fantastic.
Master P was god awful.
That was god awful.
That was god awful. Meltzer alert for this next match.
Good. Then what, you get two?
3.5 stars.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
I'm not kidding
you. Are you serious?
Look, son, it's right there.
3.5 stars for this piece of shit?
Yep.
I can't.
No, I agree with you. It's the Stun Gun Ladder Match,
putting my hands up for this one.
So, Mike, the Stun Gun Ladder Match is they hang a stun gun up on a pole, and they have to climb the ladder and get it, and the first one to get it uses it. There's no pinfall, there's no count out, there's no disqualification.
Meltzer, you're a dickbag. 3.5 for this fucking ladder match? Why was even... Goldberg was trying to, like, sell the knee injury throughout the whole fucking match, bro.
Yeah, and you know what was more uncomfortable about that? Not the fact that he was working it, because to his credit, it's a nice little gimmick, a little angle. It was the commentary. Like, Shivani wouldn't shut the fuck up about it. Mike Tenay, they all were, like, harping on the fact that he was wrestling on one leg. He's wrestling on one leg! He's got an injury! Like, we know, dude. You said it 17 fucking times.
Throughout the whole pay-per-view.
Throughout the whole fucking pay-per-view. This was 17 minutes and 44 seconds. I'm never getting back.
Yeah, I'll never get back my 17 minutes back.
You know, so Goldberg wins, but, like...
Did he really win? Did he? He looked like an asshole.
Well, yeah. He did.
They made him look like an asshole.
They did.
First off, Scott Hall made you lose the belt the month prior.
Yeah.
And then you're in this ridiculous main event.
Yeah.
Which shouldn't even be... This, like I said, this whole card listed should have been on Monday Night... It should have been on Monday Nitro. It was fucking dreadful, this card. And with all due respect to fucking Chris Benoit, who was wrestling there. Where was Eddie Guerrero at this point? Was he injured?
I don't know, dude.
Where's the LWO? No LWO. No, it's insane. Insane.
Yeah.
What's this?
Hold on. I'm just doing something here. So. Hold on a minute. Okay, go ahead. Talk. I'm sorry. Talk about yourself.
So, yeah, I just... I wish you had seen this pay-per-view. Actually, I'm glad you didn't see this pay-per-view. It was fucking dreadful. Absolutely dreadful. First off, we had one Cruiserweight title match. That's first off. We had no United States champion. I don't even know who was the United States champion at this point. Do we know?
I don't even know. I didn't watch any of the Nitro.
Was it Steiner?
He might have been. But there was no... That was the most depressing part. There was no belts were fucking really
defended. Yeah, there was... Where's the television title? No television title. No tag team titles were defended. Nothing was on this pay-per-view that made any sense. Again, how Meltzer could give that ladder match a 3.5 stars is mind-boggling. I don't get it. I do not fucking get it. And then after all this, it's whatever. It's unreal.
What's
kind of... let's see here. Meltzer sucks. Should I watch this tonight? No, Nick, you shouldn't. I mean, if you have time to kill, which if you're on your second job, then you do have time to kill. you could definitely go ahead and watch it. I don't know, man. I don't know. This pay-per-view was like a train wreck version of Nitro.
I've seen way better Nitros than this fucking pay-per-view. Ooh.
I'm sorry. I'm dialing a number here.
I can see that. And I hear the noises in the background.
You do. I'm sorry. Anyway.
Why does it sound like a retard is dialing the...
Shut your mouth. So, clearly, I was more pissed that there was no fucking title defenses, except for the Cruiserweight.
Okay, the Cruiserweight title match was good.
Yeah, but there was no other title matches.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Jericho was a television champion, wasn't he?
I believe so.
Why didn't he defend? Oh, did he defend? No, it wasn't.
No titles were defended.
He wasn't even champion. It wasn't even a championship match. Insane.
I don't know, dude.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Whatever. Anyways.
Scale 1 to 5.
A 2.
2? I give it a 2. Mike's going to give it a 2 also. You never saw it.
It was terrible.
Seriously.
Absolutely dreadful. What do you guys think about it? I don't know if you guys saw the pay-per-view or not, but me and Phil give it a 2.
Big Tone, you missed nothing. You're just in time for Chobby's surprise if this goes through.
Oh, God. What is this?
Relax, brother.
Should I be nervous?
No, not really. Not really.
Oh, no.
Not really.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Mr. Joel Gertner?
Speaking.
Hello, sir. My name is Phil Rea from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. How are you, sir?
Hey, what's up, Phil?
How are you, man? What's going on?
I'm good.
How was WrestlePro tonight?
No, I didn't go.
Oh, you didn't go? Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. I know we spoke about it earlier, but that's all right. So, listen, I asked you to come on short notice because I noticed you were going to be at the event that Choppy and I are going to be at tomorrow. And
yeah.
it's Choppy's birthday, and he's a big fan of yours, and I was hoping to give you a call and say hello and to plug the event, and, you know, we can have a little chat. I hope all is well.
Yeah, sounds good.
Great. So what's going on for
tonight? How long do you need to have me on for?
Maybe just 2 minutes, man. Just tell me where you're going and say hello to Choppy. That's pretty much it.
Will do.
All right. So tomorrow you're going to be in Brooklyn, hometown.
Yep.
And that's at the PopCon. Which is, I believe, 84th Street, right?
84th and 3rd, yeah.
84th and 3rd, yeah. Yeah.
Around there, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. It's going to be really fun. And so how long are you going to be there? Are you going to be all day, or?
I think the hours are different the 2 days. I think tomorrow is something like 10:30 to 7, and then Sunday is, what, 2 to 5, 2 to 7?
I believe 2 to
7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to be signing some stuff, saying hello to good folks. Doing some shaking hands, kissing babies, and all that good stuff.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say it's truly an honor to talk to you over the phone, man. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I was in the days of ECW, like, I was a huge fan of yours. From like the moment you became a manager for the Dudleys, you were amazing. Amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Choppy and I have decided once you have some free time, we want to get you back on. We want to rank all of your intros for the Dudleys.
Well,
at least 10 of them, because we wrote a few of them down and we played them back a couple of weeks ago and we were like, this is insane. because it gets to get better, progressively better and better. The more you guys got into it, it was fantastic. And we did Guilty as Charged 99 last week as our throwback, and you killed it. And I just again, me and Choppy were just like, it was gold, man. I mean,
the one with the Rubik's Cube.
Oh, that was my favorite. That's my favorite, but that's another time. It was just a good time. That whole era was great. You know, you guys were so good. You guys incited riots. It was classic, man. It was classic. Sure. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate the love, man.
Really? No, seriously. When you look back 20 years later, you know, the one thing I want to ask is, what's your fondest memory, if you have one, of that particular time, right when, you know, 99, maybe 2000, around that time, if you can recall anything?
Gosh, I don't know, like on the business end of things, I guess just getting into venues that were venues that I either went to as a fan, or if it was, you know, out of town and kind of away from the New York area, maybe venues that I remember, you know, reading about in magazines, you know, seeing results about in newsletters, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, opening up real legit, you know, mid-sized kind of, you know, old WWF, WCW TV buildings. That was always cool. But, I mean, on a personal level, just, you know, the friendships you make and the people you meet, the fun you have on the road, and just, you know, just the stuff you do at a, you know, at Denny's, like, 4 or 5 in the morning. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that really solidifies, you know, the bonds that last for a lifetime.
Yeah, it had to be cool, man, just traveling with those guys. And I mean, the stories have to be endless. I'm sure you'll do a book or something eventually, or you talk about it on your own podcast. But, you know, it's got to be. It's just the way you guys synced and the way things went down. And it was just a fun time to be alive, man. It really was. It really was as a wrestling fan.
It was a lot of fun, you know, unbiased. I mean, it was a lot of fun. Then for the business, it was just, the business was so strong, and it is now again, but there was, you know, it's cyclical, as we all know, and there was a lull between then and now, you know, however many years ago, you know, there seemed like there was unfortunately a bit of a lull, but that was definitely just a great time to be involved in the business and traveling and stuff.
Yeah, it had to be. Well, listen, I don't want to keep you on too long. I just we wanted to call and say hello and plug your appearance tomorrow in Brooklyn. If you guys are in Brooklyn, go see Joel at PopCon. Choppy and I and my brother Mike will be there. Definitely say hello and come
definitely
by.
Definitely going to be there.
And I just wanted to give Choppy a little birthday present.
I really appreciate you coming on
tonight. Yeah, man, happy birthday, Choppy. Yeah, absolutely. Happy birthday.
And I want to talk some baseball with you too tomorrow, because I know you're a big baseball guy like me. You were doing the thing with the Cards and... are you still doing that with the charity thing, or is that gone? Or
yeah, we're gonna. I think so. I mean, that one night a couple weeks ago, that's done. That round of it is done. But we're gonna keep doing it. We'll do that and stuff like that as often as we can to donate as much as we can. And the first donation is gonna be made earlier, middle of next week. We're just finally kind of, you know, collecting all the money and getting all the ducks in a row. But we're gonna make the donation and then, you know, get right to work starting up the next one. But yeah, I'd love to talk to you more about that too tomorrow.
100%.
And thank you for reaching out tonight for sure. You know, thank you for making sure that everybody who's, you know, listening and who's anywhere near Brooklyn, either tomorrow or Sunday, come on by to PowCon and definitely chat me up about wrestling, baseball, you know, whatever your heart desires. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. And you know, it's in our backyard, which is pretty cool too. We were excited. It's going to be tomorrow. It's 8315 4th Avenue in beautiful Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, over here now. It's the best Western Gregory Hotel. And you could see Mr. Gertner. You could see Christopher Kamen from Power Rangers. A bunch of comic book artists. Pete's Basement, another cool podcast from Brooklyn, is going to be there. A lot of Kaiju Big Bit, Kaiju Box is going to be there. It's going to be awesome. So go see Joel tomorrow. Come see me and Choppy. We're going to be there and say hello. And again, I want to thank you for coming on last minute. We really appreciate it, sir.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me.
Please, we gotta get you back on. We're gonna plan it better, and we just want to talk some ECW with you and some other stuff, and obviously we'll talk some more baseball too. Because I can't get out of it.
So. Always, man. I'll never forget when you guys were there, and you guys were my only shield if I would have needed one from American Gladiator's bat.
This is true. And her tennis balls.
So hopefully we'll have some similar chicanery go on tomorrow. But yeah, man, whether it's that or running into you guys at Barclays or whatever, man, I'm glad that you guys are going to be in my house tomorrow. I did Jersey with you guys. So now I'm glad you guys are going to be in my house, BK, all day, every day. And definitely tomorrow and Sunday.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joel Gertner. Joel, thank you so much for coming on. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, guys. Nah, no worries. Yeah, have a beautiful night.
Have a good night, sir.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye.
Happy birthday, brother.
That was fucking amazing. Thank you. Holy shit.
Ring the bell.
That was fucking crazy.
PalCon tomorrow. Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, top of the food chain, Brooklyn, New York City.
And a goddamn handsome quintessential stud muffin will be there.
With the Turnbuckle Throwback.
Oh my God, that was amazing.
And what Joel Gertner was talking about was we did a Legends of the Ring, and Joel Gertner and Ricky Steamboat were at our table. And Zap from the American Gladiators was sitting opposite of us. And her and Kevin Matthews started throwing tennis balls at each other.
Oh, God.
So, I was pretty much... Joel was to the right of me, and I was pretty much shielding him from the tennis balls. And he's a foodie, he's a Brooklyn guy, and on a personal level, every 9/11, he reaches out to me.
He does.
Like, on the low. Now I'm blowing a spot up, but I don't care. On the low, he would reach out to me and say, I'm thinking about you and thank you for your service and thank all your responder friends and whatnot. So, not only is he one of our fucking heroes, but now he's a friend.
Yeah.
Which is, to me, is amazing that we made fucking friends with an ECW original who's a local guy, who's humble as shit, and he's a fucking cool dude.
Really nice guy.
So we're going to go say hello to Joel Gertner tomorrow.
I am so excited.
Give him a hug and a handshake, get some pictures, and just talk some baseball. He does do a baseball card pulling thing with money going to St. Jude.
Oh, he does some stuff for St. Jude. That's nice.
Yeah, so follow Joel on social media.
I follow him on Instagram.
He's got a podcast, too. I think it's called Eargasm.
Eargasm, right.
So, and... He's a fucking Brooklyn dude, man. He's from the hood. He knows.
Bay Ridge. I told Phil a year ago, I had seen him on the R train in Bay Ridge, and I couldn't tell if it was him or not. I had a feeling it was him.
And we saw him at Barclay, and yep. We see him in Jersey, and he remembers all that. That's the thing too, man. It's not like when you meet a celebrity and they're like, I met Ozzy Osbourne for like 3 seconds. He wouldn't even look at me because he had to sign his book, or whatever.
Yeah.
But I got to sit with Joel Gertner at a convention and just pick his brain all fucking day.
And mind you, this is a guy that he wasn't a performer, but he drew crowds with the Dudleys.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for him, he's an integral part of the rich history of ECW. And
he's an original.
He's probably one of the top managers, I would say, of ECW.
It's him, Fonzie, Sinister Minister.
And Jeff Jones, the judge.
Jeff Jones. I mean, and Paul Lee. Well, Paul Lee's the man, but,
But out of the ECW guys?
Bueller
was also manager.
Francine. Dormery.
But he, to me...
Tammy.
In ECW, he was probably the top manager because the crowds hated him.
I said to him, he incited riots, man.
He was awesome.
You cited riot. So, Choppy, happy birthday. Well, your birthday's not done yet.
We're
celebrating tomorrow. Probably celebrate on Sunday.
Dude.
Wifey
sent me a picture.
Of your face?
Bro, I was shocked. I was like, what?
I couldn't wait to tell her.
Oh, my God. That was insane.
I'm glad you liked it, brother.
Ah, thank you so much. Thank you.
Happy birthday, my brother.
That was awesome.
See, I told you, man. I told you I was going to clean this up.
You did.
I told you I was going to clean this
up.
What
a shitty pay-per-view, but man, you cleaned it up very nicely.
What do you think, Mike? I did all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. It was all right.
My brother coming out is a bonus because I didn't think he was coming out until tomorrow. We were going to hang out, but this is great.
How many comments did we get?
We got over 250 comments.
Holy shit!
So
that's really good.
You want to fucking blow this pop stand? I know you had a long day. I had a long day. I've been out with your wife since 9 o'clock this morning. 9:30 this morning. So
then let's go.
Let's fucking do it, man. Let's wrap this bad boy up.
Wow, anyway, good song.
1998.
Not bad.
Just pick the fucking year. I'm like, whatever. All right, so a couple of plugs. My cousin Richie does Beyond the Belts. That's a promo league, promo fed. Okay. They all yell at each other on camera for championship belts.
I got to shout out your boy, Chris, for winning the Stratomatic, right?
Chris Espo.
Chris.
Howard Beach Black Sox.
Congratulations.
Captured the SIBA World Series. I was with him on Sunday.
Good for you, brother.
Fucking happy. What do you call it? Saturday.
I'm as happy that a local guy won.
Came back from 0-3. He was down him. 3-0.
Good for him.
It was very intense. So now it's more pressure on me and Will to win it now.
Well, I'm sure one day.
Eventually.
Yeah, one day you guys.
I'm not too worried about it.
But isn't Chris? But Chris has been doing it for a while now.
He's been doing it for a minute.
There you go. But the other guy was like a rookie still.
Yes.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Either regardless if he was a rookie or not.
It's all dice, man. It's all dice and strategy. So congratulations to Chris. I love you, brother. Chris listens all the time. We're going to get him on a show, too, eventually. Yeah, listen to my cousin Richie, Beyond the Belts. Him and his faction.
And
grown men wearing championship belts. It's amazing.
Just want to let you know, guys, it's not my birthday today, but it was like an early birthday gift. I really appreciate you, Mr. Joel Gerner, coming on.
Yes.
Oh, dude, I'm in shock right now. I'm sorry. I'm shocked, dude.
I did good, man.
Oh, dude, that's insane. Joel Gerner, oh, my God. The only thing that could top that right now is if like Macho Man came from the grave and called in.
Hey, Chuppy, what the fuck are you doing there, brother?
But the cream rise to the top.
Now, if you could rise from the grave, that'd be even better. Forget the cream.
Anyway, TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com. All our back content, rantemradio.com, shiningwizardsnetwork.com, prowrestlingtees.com/turnbuckle throwbacks. There's some kind of sale going on this week.
Yeah, it's 15% off.
Yeah, we have 4 different shirts. Go buy a shirt.
Be a mark.
Be a mook. Buy a shirt. And social media.
Choppy2984 on Twitter.
At TBuckleTBacks.
Yep.
On Twitter. At TurnbuckleThrowbacks on Instagram.
Yep.
Shout out to Nick German again. Thank you, great show. Thank you, Dr. Doolittle.
And what else? Follow me on Facebook. I'll add you.
We all do that. Thanks again to everybody who's been hanging out with us the last couple weeks. I finally fixed the fucking computer.
You're a genius.
I'm not. I'm just I'm lucky. Thanks to my brother Mikey for hanging out with us tonight.
Mean Mike.
Anime Mike. This is his new nickname.
Anime Mike.
Anime
yeah.
Mike.
Anime Mike. That's your
Anime Mook.
No,
great.
I reserve that honor to you.
Thank you. Anyway, on behalf of my brother, my partner, the birthday boy, have a great birthday on Tuesday. I love you.
Thank you. I love you too.
And have a great fucking rest of your week. Thank you. Take care of yourself, each other. Avoid the clap. Don't say all the bad words. Don't get arrested. And hopefully we have a good rumble.
Yeah, and don't follow whatever I do.
No, please don't.
Especially whatever I do in restaurants. Please don't do
that. Please don't do that. Please don't do that.
Dude, I just don't like retards at restaurants. I'm sorry.
On that note, guys, we love you. We'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Some other beginnings and